Hello everyone and welcome to the Be Light, Shine Bright podcast. My name is Pakala Kiara and I'll be your host. Here we discuss life and how the different facets of it can influence our mental health. We will talk about therapy, interventions, mental health and life experiences. Remember, if you like it, feel free to give us a share and invite your friends and loved ones to listen. This podcast episode is called The Courage to Choose Yourself. Now, it was brought upon by a quote, or a few quotes actually, that I've read recently. But the one that I really liked and resonated with both, but the one that kind of sparked the idea for this podcast episode is, "The courage it takes to leave behind what's not for you anymore is the same courage that will help you find your way to what is." Now, I really like that quote. I think it's beautiful. I think it's something that, you know, we might have trouble believing in when we are going through a tough time, or when we're going through a time where, you know, we need to choose ourselves because no one else is choosing us and we're feeling very, very stressed and, you know, just done. So, you know, a few things that I'd like to talk about in this podcast episode, things that help you to choose yourself. So boundaries are a really good one. Sometimes we are pushed to make boundaries. Most times we are pushed to make boundaries. And if a boundary is needed, or there is pushback for a boundary, it is definitely a strong indicator that that boundary was needed. So if you try to create a healthy boundary for yourself and you state things that either you are unhappy with or things that you would like to see happen so that you can feel happier, and there is pushback from that, then that's a very, very clear sign that that boundary was actually needed. You shouldn't have to battle others to respect you. You shouldn't have to scream and yell to be heard. You shouldn't have to be invisible and they just ignore your needs. It should be easy for others to see, care and respect you. Care for and respect you. You know, if you are having trouble making boundaries, I did do a really great podcast episode really early on in the piece when I created this podcast. So go back and look at that. It will definitely have boundaries in the title. Go back and look at that. It will be in season one of the Be Light, Shine Bright podcast. But that one has really great tips on how to create clear boundaries and how to tell when one might be needed. So sometimes we need one because we've had an emotional wound, and I really talk about that a great deal more in that podcast episode. But if someone hurts us or hurts our feelings or inflicts pain upon us, or we feel very drained by their presence, we may need to set a boundary with them, you know. And sometimes setting boundaries feels hard or it feels mean, but if we do not set this boundary, it is much more likely that you're going to have a bit of an explosion, or that the relationship will end up in a bad way quicker. Boundaries are actually an effort for the person who's setting them to continue a relationship. You know, if we don't want to set boundaries, we can just cut people off. So if someone's trying to set a boundary with you, it is a very clear indication that they value your relationship and that they are wanting the relationship to move forward. It's very easy to take offense if we feel like someone is judging us, or, you know, they're being mean when they set a boundary. But, you know, the very fact that they would like to set a boundary really does indicate that they want this relationship to move forward and to grow and to be healthy, to be a very healthy relationship. So boundaries are very good things, whether someone is setting one with you or you're setting one with someone else. When we are setting a boundary with someone else, we are protecting our space, which I'll talk a little bit more about later on in this episode. But we are protecting our space, we are protecting that relationship with the other person, And we are setting the tone for how we want that person to treat us in the future moving forward. You know, it might feel mean, as I said before, in the beginning, but it's not mean to choose yourself, and it's okay to choose yourself. And we have to set the tone. We have to show others how we want to be treated by not letting them treat us in a way that is disrespectful, that makes us unhappy, that makes us feel walked all over or unappreciated. So, as I said just before, you may find it hard to choose yourself. It may be something you've never been taught. It may be something you've never been allowed to do in the past. It may be something that you find hard. You may always choose others first. Perhaps you're a people pleaser. Perhaps you are the one that takes care of others in your household. Perhaps, you know, you're just never given the chance. Perhaps you, even from childhood, were parentified and had to take care of adults in your house. So it may feel really hard to choose yourself. Perhaps you were taught or modeled behaviors where that wasn't the case. Like, you know, perhaps your mum found it hard to choose herself. Perhaps your dad found it hard to choose himself. Perhaps they didn't know how to do it in a healthy way. Perhaps they chose themselves in really selfish and unhealthy and toxic ways. And that made you feel like choosing yourself was something selfish or something undesirable or not to be done under any circumstance. It is not selfish to choose yourself. I have done a few podcast episodes on choosing yourself as well, so I highly recommend listening to those. And I've also done one on positive selfishness, or selfishness in general, and I talked about the positive and negative aspects of it. Positive selfishness is great, and I highly recommend it. You may not have ever been given permission before to choose yourself or to be selfish, and I am giving you permission. Sometimes it feels better if we get that permission from someone else. So take this as a permission slip from me to you, to choose yourself. You know, it's actually better in the long run if we give ourselves a chance and choose ourselves, then, you know, pushing through, burning out, feeling exhausted, losing our SHIT, you know, totally going off on someone, that's unhealthy. It's okay to choose yourself and take a break. It's okay to rest. It's okay to say to your kids, no, you're not coming with me today. I want to go and do this by myself. You know, it's okay to leave them at home with the other parent, whether it be their mum or dad. It's okay to have a little bit of space. And I say this to you coming from, you know, a night away with my oldest son, from my babies, who have been a bit full on this week, to say the very least. So it is okay, A-okay, to choose yourself. And please take this as a permission or an invitation, if you will.
This is a short interruption to let you know that if you or a loved one is experiencing difficulty or is in need of more support, you can find me at maramacounseling.com. Be sure to check out the audio resources page also, where you'll have access to a number of free resources that will help you to feel relaxed. Be sure to take advantage of my 20-minute free initial session. I am also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Can't wait to work with you.
And to finish off that little segment about me talking about choosing yourself, you know, another quote that resonated with me this week was, "You've done enough watering. It's time to be the garden for once." It's okay to choose yourself. Sometimes when we choose ourselves, we actually have more energy and more stamina to choose others because we feel recharged. If we're constantly choosing others, we're giving from an empty bucket and we're giving something that's not very valuable. If we're recharged, if we're full of love, we have way more to give. I like to give from an overflowing bucket versus an empty bucket, because you're going to get some good stuff from an overflowing bucket. An empty bucket, you're going to get dribs and drabs. So that's my little two cents on that. But yeah, as I said before, when we are setting boundaries, we teach others how to love you. If you teach others that it's okay to walk all over you, if you teach others that it's okay that they don't listen to you until you completely lose it and yell, If you teach others that it's okay for them to take advantage of you and to keep using and taking and taking and taking and never receiving anything back from them, that is how they will continue to treat you. The way that you let others treat you is how they will continue to treat you. I don't know how to say that any clearer or any nicer, but if you let people walk all over you, even if they're having a bad time, even if they're not very well at the moment, that is how they will continue to treat you until you say stop. And it's important to love yourself so much that others know exactly how to love you too, because if you do not, they won't. And they'll just go with the default, which is perhaps you letting them walk all over you, which is not healthy. It's so unhealthy in the long run. So the way you treat yourself sets the tone for how others treat you. It's so important to treat yourself well. And not only for yourself, but if you have little ones that look up to you, whether they be your own children or just young people in your life or just friends and family. If you model healthy boundary setting behaviors, they will learn how to do that themselves with their loved ones, with their people in their life that might walk all over them. It's a win-win situation all around. When we set boundaries, when we love ourselves, when we have the courage to choose ourselves, we are protecting our space and we are protecting ourselves. So we are not feeling drained. We are not feeling burned out. We are not feeling unhappy. We are living life in accordance with our values. Go back and listen to my podcast episode on values, because that is how you know who you'll vibe with. They all have similar or the same values as you. And someone who has different values to you may also be okay, but as long as they're respectful towards you about yours. When we protect our space, we are protecting our energy. Our energy is important. Our time is important. Our love is important. Our energy is important. So when you protect it, you have more within you for yourself, for your loved ones, for the people in your life that treat you nicely. Please stop giving away your energy to negative people or to people who do not appreciate your value and your worth. You know, your value does not decrease because of someone's inability to see your worth. And you set the tone and you set your worth for them. If you set it low, they will treat you low. And, you know, when we don't protect our space, we will vibrate at a lower level. We will attract low vibration things to happen to us. I'm not a victim blamer. I'm not victim blaming here. But when you operate from a low level energy, you will keep attracting low level energy towards you. Like attracts like. It's important to vibe at a higher level. And the way that we do that is by having the courage to choose ourselves, by protecting our space and setting really clear, healthy boundaries. Nothing bad can come from that. So, have the courage to choose yourself. And I hope that this podcast episode has been useful to you and you have learned something from this. Feel free to share it with anyone who you may feel needs to hear this. And as always, I'm all ears for any kind of topics that you'd like me to talk about. Please feel free to contact me via social media, email, mobile phone. All my details are on my website, www.maramacounseling.com. Thank you for listening.
This concludes this episode of the Be Light, Shine Bright podcast from Marama Counseling. I'm Pakala Kiara, and I hope you enjoyed listening today. Keep your eyes peeled and your ears ready for more episodes in the future. And remember, be light, shine bright. Until next time.